is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. That made them all jump in the studio. I had the headphones turned up really loud. Sorry about that.
Listen, mate, we all reached for the, what's it called? The volume.
Yeah, the mute button.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well. No, I wasn't trying to mute you. I just wanted to turn you down a little bit, love.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Well, I've turned me down now.
Not that you're not interested in any shape or form. Let's just start with that.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. We'll ignore that.
I was being nice. Hold on.
I know.
Not being difficult at all.
I know.
Go on.
Well, that's why.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
That's why I couldn't cope with Bird. You were being nice, and it threw me.
I'm very rarely difficult.
That's true. Welcome to the show. We've got some changes in lineup at the last minute, so I just want to wish a speedy recovery to the lovely Joanne Taylor, who was due to be our guest today from Fit for Trade. Unfortunately, she came down with a minor ailment yesterday. We hope she gets well soon, and we will see her in the studio in very short time. So get well soon, Joanna. And as luck would have it, Amanda was free.
Amanda, were you free, or was it love?
Get in there now.
I owed him one, so.
So Amanda's joined us, and we have Bruce here, of course. And
I'm excited for Amanda to be here. Two things now. I don't get to see my friend anymore.
Yeah.
And
the pair of you have been rabbiting about stallions or something
since they came in. That was very funny. Yeah. And the second thing is we don't have to read the long email, because you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah. So there we are.
There you go.
Can't you stop moaning about my long emails?
I'm not moaning
as well?
About it.
About my long emails.
Do you know what it is? It's because you write it so precise. I try and pricey it, and then you tell me off for pricey-ing this long. So it's like
it's difficult.
So I'm really pleased you're here, because I'm like, good, she can sell it.
I can do the whole thing myself.
And you're pleased as well, because you don't have to say it either.
Exactly.
Because you know you'll get grief.
Exactly.
In a lovely way.
Exactly.
Only because she'll love you both.
Anyway, welcome
in
to the show.
In the bins.
Yeah, yeah.
In the bins.
Welcome to the show.
Let's not go there.
Chocolate donuts.
We won't mention that.
No.
He's telling everybody else. Why not? Tell the whole world.
Absolutely.
Go on.
What?
Show. Business Bunker.
I forgot. Sorry, yeah. Welcome to the show. I'd like to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsors, the lovely folks at MyZones, the community portal. Do check them out, myzones.com, MIZONES, myzones.com. Check them out. Thank you for that. We'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there. You can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get in touch with us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. And we've had quite a few tweets already. Where shall we start? What have you been up to, Bird?
Well, I tell you what, it's quite interesting. And I've been up to the publisher in London last week.
Is this a new book or the one you were working on?
Well, I can't release. We've spoken about this. I can't release Shall I Help You Pack?
Right.
Because it's not
libelous.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I thought you changed the names.
No, love. 37,000 words written. It is genius. But we've been advised not to publish it yet. So that's that.
Well, that's a show. I was looking forward to reading
I know. Yeah. Well, you can read it. I'll send it. You just can't send it to anybody.
Trust me.
You've got to read this. No, this is called Seeking the Wisdom of Woman.
Right.
So this is a project for 2.5 years, and this is 5 books being released. So we have to really get it right. So I needed, and this is what we needed to do. So I've got somebody working with me now, and we went up to the marketing and publishing meeting, the editing meeting, and we sit there for 4 hours. And it is exhausting, isn't it, that creative. And you're trying to listen because I want to learn as much, but actually I'm the one who's on transmit, so I've got to say, look, this is it, this is it, this is it. And you just come away exhausted. But it's the editing process, and it has to get – if we get the first one right, then you can just literally rinse and repeat.
Sure.
So what, it's really interesting.
What was it all about?
It's all about women.
Grief.
I know. Seeking the wisdom of women.
I was going to say, when I was a teenager, I used to have magazines for that.
Yeah, you don't need them anymore.
Nah.
Because it's all on the internet.
Absolutely.
Apparently so. I've got three, four boys, you know.
Who knew?
It's true.
Yeah.
I've got a funny story to tell you about it.
Yeah, go on.
I'll tell you why, right? Because I went up to my chiropractor yesterday, and there I am chatting away to the receptionist. And we're there chatting, and there was this beautiful woman stood at reception. And we're there chatting away, and I said, tell me what wisdom would you say to a woman now? And she said to me, oh, shit, I don't get asked that question. And then she said something about her grandson being 31. I went, whoa. I said, tell me your age. Because I said, I didn't want to ask. She looked stunning. And she said, I'm 87. I was like, good Lord. Anyway, we started chatting. And she said, do you know what the first, she said, what I would tell women today to share wisdom would be to talk. That's what she said. Go on, and I know what you're thinking.
What, to each other?
To talk. No, to talk to your other half, to talk about stuff.
To them?
To don't leave it in, don't let it manifest. Oh. No, I know what Paul's going to say.
Go on, then.
I already do enough of that. What, they're doing the ironing.
Don't do ironing.
It's because he brings it in here, and I have to do it in the hour. Go on.
And actually, I agree with that. I mean, there's this big thing about, well, there's two things with communication, isn't there? There's the fact that you don't communicate, and there's the worst fact that you try to communicate by talking about something completely different and hoping that the other party gets what you're going on about.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the worst thing, isn't it? Because people hedge around what they're trying to say, and you get the wrong end of the stick and then do the wrong thing, and then it makes it worse.
If I use this as an example, you might be able to relate it back into yourself, and therefore, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really interesting. 87, and she's saying to us, as women, talk.
Did you see? There was the oldest extant twins, a couple of ladies that were 107 or whatever they were, and they were twins. And the guy said, what do you put down your longevity to? And they both at the same time went, no sex.
No sex.
Brilliant.
No sex.
Yeah, that's what.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting because it did come up in the conversation as well.
Yeah.
Sex came up in the conversation with this 87-year-old woman. I loved it. See? There you are.
Good stuff.
So, editorial meeting, very, very interesting.
So, when's the book going to be ready?
It's coming out end of November, beginning of December.
And did I pick up this correctly, that there's a number of you writing the book?
No, there's just me writing it.
Right.
But I've interviewed 10 women
I see.
Each decade. So 40s decades, 50s decades, 60s decades.
Is that age or the 1940s?
I know. Now, I've been saying it because obviously I know what I'm I know what I'm doing. So it's like, but no, it is the decades of age rather than 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because what matters to you now? So if you look back, what matters to you now? Did it matter to you back when you were 20?
Of course not, no.
No. Mm. And actually, there are some things that mattered to you then that still matter to you now. And you still
probably.
Have. Yeah. So I wanted to discover what this wisdom was and what, you know. So, yeah. So I interviewed women because that's the best place to start.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic, isn't it? And you're right. I mean, obviously, our priorities and our vision and our world changes, and there are step points that radically change it as well.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you have children, that is a complete and total revolution in your thinking and how you feel and what you do and how you behave and everything, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you instantly become your dad for a start.
Yeah, and
I didn't become my dad.
No, you become your mum.
I became a mum.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think to yourself, it came about really by my daughter knew she was very heartbroken. I say very. Heartbreak's the worst pain, isn't it? It's just the worst.
Yeah.
So she was saying stuff and I'm like looking at her thinking, oh, does that matter to me now? Or did it matter? Or would it matter to me now? And I just found it quite an interesting. And when you start speaking to people, they're like, oh my gosh, I agree with you. Oh, well, I don't. And it just became so interesting.
Mm.
It's not research paper. It is not a white paper. It's not qualitative or quantitative research. It's definitely not. But it is a conversation.
But it's interesting because it's... It's basically looking at experience, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
In the kind of incident that you just did. When somebody upsets you for the first time in your young life, it feels like the end of the world. Once people have done it 40 times, it becomes, whatever.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
But you're a bloke.
Yeah, well, exactly.
We're women.
Yeah.
We're complex beings. You're a binary. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I wanted to ask women. Bruce is smiling. He was going, bird, I can't believe you just said that. Yeah. It's true, though, Bruce.
I don't know. I must disagree. I felt quite heartbroken when my 3 or 4 relationships broke up before I found
exactly.
The woman.
I agree with you.
So I thought, I mean, it was quite hard at times.
It's hard. Heartbreak's the worst pain. You're nonsense. Nonsense.
Don't know, never happens to me.
So that's what I did. Notice is deathly silent.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring him now.
Yeah.
Deathly silence, that's it.
Cool. So where are you in the process of the book? Have you interviewed everyone so far?
Well, what we're doing is we're releasing a book every 6 months. So it is a project. It's not just one compendium. So else that would be 100 hours of interviews. That's a long time before you start.
So each book, is each book like one decade? Or
got it.
Right, okay, yeah.
And then at the end, at the end of 2.5 years, we're going to compress it and make a compendium of it.
Yeah, okay.
And relate and compare trends.
Oh, I like it. And what's the start point? 20s, 30s?
50s.
50s?
You will not believe what trends are coming out. You just won't believe it. I'm not telling you.
So it's from the 50s on?
No, it's that 50 decade. I'm going to start that. 40s. And then we're going to go to 20s. Why
go in order? Just mix it up.
Exactly. What does it matter?
I'm confused now.
It doesn't take much.
So we're starting...
Yeah,
with the 50-year-old bracket,
a 50-year-old women, they were born in the 1960s. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, right.
The 50s of the 60s.
Yeah,
that's not confusing at all.
No, so you're starting.
What is the problem?
No, I'm just trying to.
You're looking all confused.
No, well, you're starting with the 50s, and I'm trying to work out why you're starting with 50s and not 20s.
I can tell you.
Go.
Because I've finished all their interviews first. I thought, right, I'll just get them out.
Right.
Okay. It just was the way it happened. I've not done this in any reaching out to keeping it local to my friends or anything. I've been around talking for ages, and every time I've stood on stage, I've said, if you want to be part of this process, message me. Here's the interesting thing. I thought it would be a 2-hour interview, one-to-one, person-to-person. The best way it worked out was an hour with 21 questions.
Right.
The 21 questions have stayed the same.
Okay.
And I do it on the phone.
Oh, wow.
And it has worked out so much better, and it's all anonymous. So you won't go, oh, my God.
Right.
Because you won't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
But do you do your 7 What's One Why?
7 What's One Who?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. My. No. I know.
So is it one interview per age?
No, it's or is 10 a number, women.
A number of 50-year-olds.
Right, this isn't this difficult.
Oh, can we move on?
10 women in their 50
right, got it.
Decade that I ask 21 questions.
Okay.
And then we look at trends and feels.
Right, good, got it. Can't wait to read it. Nice one.
I'm looking
it's
forward to it.
Very interesting, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Shall we move on from that now?
Yeah. Please.
I've got that now.
Please.
Yeah. You want,
that's like 20 minutes. What's the cheesy tunage? Come on.
No, I'm not doing that yet.
I'm exhausted now.
No, I want an email or a tweet now.
Oh, okay. Can I just say, we've got some nice tweets this week. Last week it was a very personal tweeting session.
It was about your legs mostly, wasn't it?
And being a dinosaur, so thank you, Ethel Bray. So.
I missed that last week. What was I doing?
Yeah, we didn't even get a message from you.
No, I was busy. What was I doing? I was somewhere.
You was away.
Where are you?
Obviously.
Anyway, we've got JK Software Limited, High Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike. Shout out, please. We are exhibiting at the Tech Expo UK. Who knew?
That's where I was.
At Kent Event Centre on the 26th of September. Looking forward to a great day. Come and see us there. Do we know what stand they are?
Who?
JK Software.
JIK Software.
JIK Software. B13, let's go with.
Stop it. No, I was going to ask who's in B13 because you're B12.
I'm B12.
So we were going to ask who's B13.
Well,
we've been asking for weeks who's B13.
Yeah. I think JIK are B12A.
Yeah, no. B13 is Vince Case, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, app company.
Excellent. There you go.
I can't tell you who's on all the other stands, though. Don't ask me that. I can't remember where
who's on
everybody.
A1.
A1.
I had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens, Care in Kent. Good morning. I'd love a Business Bunker shout out for my outstanding care team. I'm so very proud of them because they are KICA Kent Care Award finalists. They are so excited and really looking forward to the gala Friday night at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone. And she's got hashtag the care lady. So fantastic. Well done to the Care in Kent team. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for you at the awards.
I've been excited about this tweet.
Right.
We haven't heard from him for years. Chris Hyde.
Chris.
Hello, he's back.
I know, right?
He's been on Friday.
Yeah. Mm. He says, okay, hi. Vanilla Web and Burn Bike. Please can I have a shout out on the Business Bunker? There you go, Chris Hyde. There is your shout out. And you are at Camilla Genex.
Yep. And you can hear Chris because he has his own radio show, Sound of Spitfire. So do check that out as well. It's really good. I was listening to him the other night. He was playing sounds from the 80s. It really brought it all back.
Is that the 1980s or is that the 80 decades?
I knew she was going to do that. No, it was 8 10-year-olds. what else have you got, Trouble?
Why am I still on?
Because it's your job.
Oh, right, OK, well, let's go then. I didn't know I had a job.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Of course you are. You're my assistant.
Ooh. I know, right? Can you help Bob? A job is no more. Dear Warmer, Sandwich and District Scouts are planning to take part in the Kent Scouts Big Litter Picnic around the local area on Saturday, the 12th of October. The beach has regular litter pickup activities. That's not easy to say. However, there are other public places, parks and recreation grounds that could possibly do with a clear up. Do you know what? I've seen so much of this going on. Mm. Now, we haven't done a Bob a job for years, they said, so they've got it now. So this is on the 12th of October. Can you support them online? So you need to go to their GoFundMe.com. It's a massive link. So
we'll put the link on the website.
Perfect. Yeah. But it's Deal Scouts Big Litter Picnic. And to find out more, you need to email the District Commissioner, Alan Noak, on alan.noak@kentscouts.org.uk.
Fantastic.
I love it when they do that.
Yeah, it's a real shame that Bob or Job Week got knocked on the head. It's
why? Was this knocked on the head by Scouts?
No, it was knocked on the head by the political correct world
what,
that we live
couldn't
in.
Use the word Bob?
No. They didn't like children working for money and they thought it was dangerous, kids going out and knocking on doors and, you know, normal nonsense. So it was all
really?
Stopped. Yeah, it was stopped years ago.
Where have I been?
Yeah. It's a real shame. When I was in the Cubs and the Scouts and we used to love Bob a Job, we used to make a fortune. We used to go out armed, yeah, because in those days you could wear a sheaf knife on your belt. I had no trouble getting money.
But also, it does determine how long ago it was because it was called Bob a Job rather than a fiver a job.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bob was a shilling for those.
I'm surprised you're even allowed to use Bob.
Yeah.
Because they'd probably have to be Sheila or. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Or they.
Yeah.
They a job.
They a job.
They a job.
All a job.
Yeah, no. Bob a Job was stopped years ago. It's a real shame. It was a real shame, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's the world's gone mad.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
No, hold on, before we carry on, because I find this, I was showing Stephen last night. You were ranting last night, weren't you?
Last week?
Last night, about democracy on Twitter.
He's always ranting on Twitter.
Oh, my.
Do you miss it all the time?
I do. It came up on my feed. I could not believe it. I'm going to Stephen. And this is what he said. And he said, oh, what? So we're having this conversation about you on democracy.
Yeah.
And you've just said to this bloke, I've had enough of you. You're blocked.
Blocked, yeah. he was a vicar as well.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
He was just being stupid.
You were like, it's called democracy, okay?
No, the problem, he went... He put this message, how difficult is that to understand? So I just said, how difficult is democracy to understand?
It is difficult. Yeah. Democracy is difficult to understand.
And then he said a couple of other really stupid things. And he said, the trouble is, the problem I have with him isn't what his arguments were, which were just wrong. It was his sneery attitude towards it. And he was...
And you can feel that from the tweet.
Yeah, well, he wrote it like that. He went... Because it was what you don't understand and what I have to explain to you and da-da-da-da-da. And he said, what you need to do is know what hypocrisy means.
That's right, yeah.
And at that point, I went, thank you for explaining that and for giving me the perfect example of a hypocrite. You're blocked.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. It was a whole evening of conversation of Mr. Andrews' Twitter. Well, how you're influencing and inspiring people.
There's always two sides to an argument, always, yeah? And everybody's always got their own point of view, and you're not going to change anybody's other point of view. So I try not to get into arguments about politics and religion and football and stuff on Twitter because it's not worth it. But what really gets my goat is when people put things that are blatantly not true, and I don't mean that, you know, they're just lying to do it. It's that they haven't actually checked what they've said. And it drives me nuts. I think, just Google it. And Google it, and you look, you just see what an idiot you are, because what you've just put is just not true. And that's what really gets up my nose and normally drags me into these things.
Are you sitting there watching TV, the two of you, and you're tweeting? What goes on?
I
do you know he was? Did you see this argument unveiling last
night?
Depends
what time of night it was.
It
wasn't that late. It was in the early evening.
It didn't last long. That was one of the shortest.
It was over.
It's one of the shortest arguments I've had.
It was fascinating.
You should have seen my Facebook arguments when Brexit first happened. That went on for days.
Yeah, no, I've seen those.
I did a 36-hour stint.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a short one. Yeah.
Now we sit there. We sit in the front room. We have the telly on. He doesn't ever watch telly anyway. I watch telly, but I'm working on my laptop while I'm watching telly, and he's on Twitter while the telly's on. To tell his background.
But I don't
sometimes seen the steam coming out of his phone.
Really? That's so funny.
No, I don't tend to get in very many arguments on Twitter because I avoid it. I won't do it because you can't win and it's pointless. No. You know, some completely random person that you're trying to change their mind and it just ain't never going to happen no matter what you're doing. Yeah. But when people post stuff that is just so easily verifiable, that annoys me. And I normally go, why don't you check that? Yeah. And then they will give me some old nonsense about, you know.
I'll put the link into it. Yeah. I often do that.
Yeah.
Here's the link. Check it.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Hyde agrees with me. He's put, Burn the Bike, you're right. Mr. A was funny. Keeps me entertained. And then he's put a gif up. I love our gifs. They're the best in the world. He's prepared to meet Mr. Angry Eyes, and it's Toy Story.
Yeah, well, he can talk because this morning he sent me a load of messages asking me what was going to happen under the following circumstances based on the argument we were having last night GDPR and stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Anyway. Look, enough of all that.
enough of the frivolity.
Good fun. Shall we have some tunage?
Yeah, what you pick?
Well,
is it for Bruce or Amanda today?
Well, it's kind of a little bit for both, mostly for Amanda, but a little bit of Bruce in there as well, I guess.
It's a love song, then.
I was just going to say, is it I Will Always Love You or something like that? No,
you're completely out.
The bird, we've been together too long now. He doesn't play love songs for me anymore.
No.
It's cheesy tunage. It's not, you know, can I get dinner and am I allowed chocolate donuts? It's cheesy tunage. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. We think we had some technical problems there and people couldn't hear the track that we played. Sorry about that.
Such a shame. We really missed a good track.
Yeah, I mean, it was spot on, wasn't it, in terms of what I picked as a piece of cheesy tunage. It was hilarious. Everybody was falling about laughing here in the studio. But I don't know what happened there and we'll have a look. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's crack on. What you got, bud?
Well, I've just gone on Facebook, funny enough, and you won't believe what I've just found. I've just seen a picture of you at Sevenoaks.
Yeah.
What's that down your shirt?
What?
I'm joking. Oh. It was Sevenoaks, because we love Sevenoaks.
Yeah, it was good.
How was the award ceremony?
It was very good, yeah, it was very good. It was the seventh year running that I've hosted the awards, and the speakers were Sir Michael Fallon, who's the local and outgoing MP. He's retiring at the next election. He was the former Secretary of State for Defence. And the keynote speaker was Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Was he?
Yeah.
How was he?
He was really good. And I don't know if you know, they've made a film of his life.
Of his life?
Yeah.
They made it years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very funny.
A couple of years ago with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And he played loads of clips and trailers from the movie as well as part of it.
Is he a good speaker? I don't suppose you can say it on.
Yeah, no, really. No, it was okay. He was entertaining, but you know, I mean, he's got one thing to talk about, which is his ski jumping exploits, and that was what he talked about, and that was fine. No, it's good. It's a nice chap. But the awards event overall was really brilliant. It's really good fun, and we're looking forward to next year already. That's good.
Can I just say, talking about, you know, next year that fast, 99 days, people.
I know.
99 days.
Yep. Christmas.
Christmas.
Right, what you got?
Love it.
Oh, really? I'm still going. It's my job, that's why, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Increase sales, drive brand awareness, and learn how to become a thought leader in these intensive LinkedIn workshops with Jade Pluck on the 17th of September. Of October, I was going to say September then, at Copthorne at Gatwick. And that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events.
Fantastic. Thank
have you.
Have
you not got any work to do over there?
Yeah, I have. I'm looking at the systems to find out why some things are working and other things
still,
are not.
Are we still not working?
Yeah, no, we should be. That's what I'm just checking. I'm just making sure that the show's recording and going out and all the rest of it. It's just music tracks that don't seem to be broadcast at the moment. I have no idea why. Bizarre. Anyway, I want to tell you about the Marsh Breakfast Networking. And the next one is on the 26th of September. And it's at the Ship Inn, 118 the High Street, Dymchurch, from 7.45 until 9.15. And you can find out all about it by going to www.marshnetwork.co.uk. So do check that out. They're really good events. And Terry Botti, who is behind the Marsh networking events, has done a fantastic job. 2 years now since he launched them, and they've been going like a train. So do get along to them. Really good stuff. Shall we talk to our first guest?
I can't wait.
Yeah. Shall we talk to Amanda?
Oh, well, sorry, I'm busy on social media. Carry on.
Well, we're joined.
Is this going to be weird for you?
Yeah, a bit strange, because I'm going to ask questions that I know the answer to. So,
Do you?
Ah, but do I? Listen, it's a pleasure to welcome Amanda Flanders, the Chief Executive of Evexio Events.
Evexio?
Yeah. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again. Since breakfast. Why don't you kick off by telling Chris Hyde actually was saying, Evexio? Who's Evexio?
I know, yeah. I've just been explaining to him on Twitter.
Yeah, so why don't you explain to everyone, in case there's a few people still lagging behind, where Evexio come from, because a lot of people know you as Butterflies Business Events, don't they?
Yeah, well, obviously, Chris went right back to Butterflies and Dreams. So when I started my business, just nearly 5 years ago now, I started it as Butterflies and Dreams. And as I progressed through my business journey, it then changed to Butterflies Business Events, to Butterflies Events. Mm. And now it's completely changed to Evexio, because everyone kept on telling me to drop the butterflies. Mm. Because I decided, well, when I started my business, the plan was to focus on the party side of things, doing corporate parties and private parties. And then as I was learning more about business and my journey went on, I ended up doing a lot more business events and doing a lot more corporate stuff. So everyone kept on telling me that Butterflies was not corporate enough. It didn't show the right image. So I held on to it for as long as I could, to eventually this year, when I've decided to do my last metamorphosis, as it were. And I wanted a name for the business, which was just one word, you know, Nike, Evexio, Virgin.
Whoever thought of it must have been a genius. So he must have been an absolute genius, don't you think?
It was him, but he came up with it.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Events, exhibitions and international operations.
Okay.
Genius, eh?
Genius.
Genius. Don't know who thought of that.
No, but it was just,
oh, it would have been me.
It was you. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay.
So humble.
Take all the credit.
I spent a weekend thinking up names.
He came up with some really, really good names. The other one was Ventius.
Yeah.
We liked. Mm. But somebody already had that.
Yeah.
Really, you'd be surprised how many people already had these names.
Yeah.
I know.
Or you couldn't get the URL, or it's dodgy naming companies these days. And it's really hard work.
And that's actually really weird. It's one thing you don't necessarily think about, do you? When you name your business, you don't actually, a lot of people probably won't search URLs, company's house, and Twitter handles and social media handles to make sure that, you know, you can have them all, because you need to make sure you've covered all bases to be able to use the name.
Mm.
Can't just come up with any old random name.
Exactly.
Well, you wouldn't think anybody would have had Bird and a Bike, but they did on LinkedIn.
Oh, really?
Not LinkedIn, on Instagram, because they had birds.
Yeah.
on toy bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
So you had to have the most, and you're just like, really?
The amount of times,
idiots out there wanting to call their business bird on a bike.
The amount of times that I copy you into a tweet,
yeah.
and then have to delete the tweet because it's picked up the wrong bird on a bike.
I know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's how the business have evolved from butterflies and dreams to Evexio.
So, Amanda,
yes.
why don't you tell us what you've got coming down the pipeline? Because you've got a number of events happening, haven't you?
Yes.
And you've been working very hard at all of this.
Yes.
So let's start talking about some of them. What's next up?
Next Thursday is the Tech Expo. So hopefully all of your listeners have heard about the Tech Expo because both Bird and Paul have been very successfully and professionally reading out my long email.
Yeah.
You've been doing
reading your
job.
Book.
You've been doing it really well about the Tech Expo. So the Tech Expo is a one-day expo and seminar for business owners who want to learn more and understand more about the technology that's out there that can help them run, build and grow the business. Okay, we all know we live in a technology world, technological world, you know, and there's so much technology out there now, there's so much coming, but so many business owners still have no technical presence, no digital presence whatsoever. And it's because they don't necessarily understand, you know, you've got all these people and that, you know, not always, but mostly the younger generations, everything for them is technical. They know it and they understand it. You know, my 7-year-old daughter can get into my phone with, you know, and work my iPad and all that type of thing. It's just second nature to them. But obviously the more mature generations still don't necessarily understand it very well.
It's a thing at the moment, isn't it? That in the UK, we're suffering very low productivity. And everybody's kind of going, well, why are we, you know, what's stopping productivity? And it turns out that mostly it's the lack of adoption of technical tools.
Mm.
Yeah. There are loads of technical tools. We're going to talk to Bruce about this in the second half of the show. He's a specialist in this area. But there are loads of technical tools that businesses could use. And there's all kinds of apps and things like that. A lot of them are free, low cost or easy to use, cloud-based, whatever they are. There's loads and loads of things out there. There's loads of tools, but people don't use them. Businesses, small businesses don't use them enough to increase their productivity. So Tech Expo is a kind of effort to introduce those two things to each other, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
What I wanted to do is it's create a platform for business owners to come along and meet the suppliers of technology-based solutions and to find out what's out there and to understand exactly what can help them. Because, you know, you can sort of have a look or people will be talking about things and you'll be like, well, what's that? You know, how can that help me? And most people just go, oh, you know what, I'll just do it the way I do it. You know, how many people go to hairdressers or beauty salons and they're still using a diary with a pencil to write their appointments?
I've still got a diary with a pencil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we did not come along and learn some more about technology.
I love it.
Yeah. But that's one of, you know, online calendars for work scheduling and stuff like that. It's just a no-brainer. I'm involved in a new launch business and we're looking at having online calendars for tradespeople, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, when you look at what they do and how much time they waste through bad scheduling, and you just think, you know, If you got yourself organised, you could do twice as many jobs as you actually do, because you spend most of your life explaining to customers why you didn't turn up when you should have done.
Yeah.
And it's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. You've got a huge lineup of speakers.
It started off, I didn't want to have too much content, because if you put too much on, people can get a bit lost where they want to go. But it's actually just grown. And what often happens when I'm putting these events together, people come to me and go, well, what about this and how about that? And actually the content now has grown. So we've got 5 keynote speakers in the seminar zone, which is headed up by Brian Sutton from Microsoft. I have to tell you a story about Brian Sutton because it's made me laugh the other day. He phoned me up yesterday. So Brian Sutton is the head of the EMEA part of Microsoft. Basically, he sells to abroad and services and that type of thing. Anyway, he's coming to talk about Microsoft, you know, what they're working on, how Microsoft can help businesses. Microsoft's like Marmite, isn't it? Some people relate it, some people love it, I hate it. And he's also introducing us to a new bit of technology, which is going to be amazing. But he phoned me up yesterday and he said, hi, Amanda, this is a little bit embarrassing. When is Tech Expo? It's next Thursday, Brian. I mean, oh, that's fine. For some reason, it's in my diary for tomorrow. No, definitely not tomorrow. Next week, Brian, maybe sync your Microsoft calendar to make sure it works. Bless him. So, but he's going to be there speaking about it. We have got William Charlesworth from Child and Child, which is going to be talking about technology law and intellectual property. So again, software law, but also do you own what you put online and all those type of things. So really interesting for business owners to understand.
And a big one, because I own a web development agency and I come across this all the time. The amount of clients that come to me and go, we had a website, we fell out with our web designers and they wouldn't give us the website back.
Yeah.
And you go, what is it saying in your contract? And they went, yeah, well, we didn't read that until afterwards. Yeah. So it's about ownership, because people immediately think if it's they paid for the website, they own it, and they don't, not necessarily.
No.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to hearing from Will.
Yeah, so that's Will. And then we also have our very own Richard Bell. Richard Bell co-hosts once a month with me on the Business Bunker Extra Show, and he's going to be looking at the other side of cybersecurity. Now, so Richard Bell is a security expert, but rather than talking about staying safe, he's actually going to be talking about what do you do if you do get breached. We keep on hearing in the news all the time about these big companies that have been breached, and he said part of it is actually being able to deal with it and say, sorry, we were breached, this is how we're dealing with it, rather than what a lot of them do is, you know, try to brush it under the carpet or something like that. So he's going to be quite interesting to find out, you know, dealing with it, because, you know, companies all sizes get hit. So how do you deal with it? We have Ben Abbott, another of the Business Bug Extra co-hosts, but he's going to be talking about voice. Now, this is really interesting because obviously we all are very much aware of voice these days. I can't remember what the statistics were. I think over 80% of homeowners have a voice activated, whether it be Google or Alexa, in their house. So as business owners, how do we utilise that? How do we bring voice into our marketing? Because a couple of little facts. One, Alexa works predominantly with Bing, not Google. So it's not about ranking high on Google. It's about ranking high on Bing. But also, Alexa will only give you one. So if you say, what is the best event company in Kent? They'll only give you one. So it's about how else do you utilise the voice? So that's going to be really interesting. And who have I missed? So that was Richard, William, bit Brian, and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, looking at staying human in a digital world. Oh. One of the big fears that everybody has got, that we're going too digital and we're losing that human contact. So Dale Carnegie, which is a huge HR training company, is going to be looking at, especially also the younger generations coming in, how do we help them to be more human when all they are knowing and are comfortable with is the technology side? So that's the five.
How to stop arguing on Twitter.
Yeah. How not to be.
Don't, please. It's thoroughly entertaining.
Yeah. Can bird entertain for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just the seminars. And then we have four workshops. So, with four workshops, we've got Aaron Taylor from 6-2 talking about websites, stop the sales pitch, start the conversation. The lovely Zoe Cairns from ZC Social Media talking about creating content strategy. Hacks, our lovely Hacks from Brisbane Broadcast, talking about video. And Andy Lambert from Content Cow, again, looking at working with social media as a small business. And we have a panel discussion. We have six industry experts, and they're going to be talking about the future of technology. So I'm looking forward to this, because is it going to make our lives easier, or is it just going to give us bigger headaches? You know, AI, AR, and everything else that's out there future-wise. Plus four roundtables. I'm just realising why I haven't put this all in an email for you, because Bird, you'd go like, oh my God, there's too much to read out.
Oh, it's just boring when it comes to us. It's good listening to you, isn't it? But we just can't give it the same welly.
So we've got four of the sponsors who are doing roundtables. And now I haven't worked with roundtables before, but I'm loving this concept because it's really personal, one-to-one. You can sit around the table and you can discuss with them. So we've got Buckland Media, who are our big headline sponsors, and I cannot promote Buckland Media enough. These guys are absolutely amazing. The amount of help they've given me, they're producing all the programs, they're doing so much, but they're also doing a round table and looking at going from print to digital. They've got a new technology which they're going to be launching at the Tech Expo about technology within print, which is amazing. Orbital, who deal with VoIP, they're going to be talking about the efficiencies of VoIP. Don't ask me what it is, Bo, because I haven't got a clue.
Voice over internet protocol.
Thank you.
It's cloud-based telephony, but Orbital, a very interesting company, they also provide a service called VFast, which is broadband to the home, but delivered wirelessly via microwave. Yeah,
Which I haven't got a microwave at home.
Have you not?
Nope.
Oh, you can't have it then. They don't do it for conventional ovens.
No.
I'm serious. I haven't had a microwave for years.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway,
you could put it on the grill.
Not the grid.
Not the grid, not the grid, on the grill. Plus, Events Case, who are an app company, they're providing us with the app, but they're talking about gamification. Gamification is quite popular at the moment in the tech world and how you can use it in your marketing. So that's cool. And David Shaw, who is going to be talking about GDPR. GDPR is still there, people. And if you have, so many people are suddenly realising that they need to get implemented with it. So
I've been asked this a couple of times, so I'm going to say it on air as well. A couple of people have said, well, when we leave the European Union, we won't have to do GDPR anymore. That is not true. GDPR is a law in the United Kingdom. Unless Parliament repealed it, it will still be enforced, and they are not about to repeal it. It will be enforced when we leave or don't leave or whatever we do. It will still be there.
So get booked onto David's round table to find out what about that.
Yeah.
And to finish it all off, we have got Networking Over Lunch, Kent Digital Meetup, hosted by Aaron and the team at 6-2. We're going to have a bit of a, you know, big event, lots of people there. We're going to have a nice networking over lunch where you can network with the speakers and the attendees and the exhibitors. And it's just going to be the whole thing. It's not a huge exhibition with hundreds of exhibitors and thousands of people. This is a real niche, real relaxed environment where conversations can happen. It's about creating this conversation. So there's business owners that don't know or understand technology can come along and actually speak to the experts, but in a relaxed environment, so they don't feel stupid asking the questions. They can learn what they need to, because we all need to know how to make our businesses run more effectively, efficiently, and we need to do it the easiest way possible. So if there's somebody out there that can help you with the technology, I think it's much better than trying to work it out yourself.
What made you see that this was necessary for us?
Just hearing so many conversations from people from the tech industry, but from the other side, sort of people going, well, I don't understand the technology. And so many of the tech businesses that are involved in Tech Expo have the frustration, and obviously Bruce and his team are one of them, I'm going to speak about later, but they have the technology and they're frustrating trying to get the customers, the clients, to understand how it can help them. And there's that, there's this big gap. There's the people that need it and the people that can supply it, but they won't join together. And, you know, the tech industry people are just struggling to say, look, this is what we can do for you. One of the companies that's involved, Pentascape, Chris Wilmot's the CEO, and he said that the problem is it's not, we don't offer a one-size-fits-all solution. Come to me with your problem and we'll help you create a solution to that problem. And obviously that's what it is with technology. There's not necessarily one program that will fix it all for you.
Yeah.
And I think we all have days where we just want to throw the computer out of the window.
And the other side of that, the problem is that people that don't understand technology in businesses get very scared by that. They go, well, I don't know what I'm buying, and I don't know if you're selling me what I need, and I don't know if I'm paying through, you know, it's this fear factor, isn't it, that says, but until you start a relationship with someone, you're never going to know, are you? So you're absolutely
But it's really interesting you saying this, and I'm going to take it right back to a real basic thing.
She goes,
of a car, right? So say, for example, my little one's just had his car. So he's got his first car, he's 18, and he's just had a car service. And I'm lucky, I know our mechanic, he's a big family friend, so I know and trust that what he says he does, he's doing. So it's no different to now in the tech arena. And we take our cars in to have them serviced. Now, he's got a Vauxhall. It's 8 years old. It's been got a full service history, wait for this. And the plugs are the original GM Vauxhall plugs. They have never been changed.
Right.
Now, tell me...
Yep.
That should never have happened. We're told that we've changed your plugs.
Yeah.
But we're still trust them with our car.
Yeah.
It's the same principle, isn't it?
I used to know some people.
And I'm not slating Vauxhall, by the way.
I used to know some guys that when they had their car serviced, they would go, I'm not paying the bill until you show me what you took out of the car.
Yeah. This is what my mechanic does.
If you change the plugs, where are the plugs you took out?
This is what he
does. If you change the brake shoes, where are the brake shoes you took out?
Yeah. He'll go, these are the filters I've taken out. This is what I've done. Yeah. And he gives you what he's done.
Yeah.
So interesting. But we're used to that, aren't we?
Yeah.
The technology thing, which it's the same thing. I have to trust you for you to do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we think that technology...
Yeah.
oh, we can't trust it. No, it's exactly the same principle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is, and it must be quite difficult for the end user to try and decide which the company is that they can put their trust
That's
in.
That's right, yeah.
And those companies who you can't trust makes it so difficult for the rest of us. Mm.
Yeah.
You kind of then come up against, well, you know, this so-and-so did that to me, or, you know, it's just become really difficult. Mm. So I think
it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's very fascinating how it works. But.
So it will be interesting for me, Amanda. So what are your expectations now? What do you know about it that you think I'm going to have that day? And then, wow, that showed me something different.
Well, that's the trouble, obviously, being the fact that I'm organising and running the event, I won't get to listen to any of the seminars or hear any of the workshops, which is a bit of a pain because obviously I've built the content going, oh, that's amazing. I'm going to learn from that. And obviously I'm not going to hear any of it because I'll be too busy and running around, making sure everything's running smoothly. But I just want, what I want from the room is just that networking buzz, that relaxation where people are enjoying it, they're having fun, but connections are being made. Mm. Because with any business, you are more likely to work with somebody that you know, like and trust, that you've met, that you get on with and all that type of thing. And that's what this type of thing is for. You know, so many times you go to big exhibitions and you can get lost walking around trying to find, you know, somebody. You end up, you go to the what's it called these days, Mrs. Vision, and you end up wandering around and just saying hello to everybody you know because you're having a good catch-up. So then you don't necessarily meet anybody new and you don't necessarily learn Absolutely. Anything new. Yeah. And then you get all those people that come around and decide to sell to the exhibitors, which I know really annoys the exhibitors. But this is not going to happen at Tech Expo. But that's why, exhibition is probably not the right word for it. Expos, it's more, because it's more, it's just a we've got exhibitors, and of course we've got some great exhibitors there as well. And we've just got lots of people come in to network and just get on with learning about the technology.
Mm.
So it's free to attend. Need to book on for the workshops because they are limited to spaces, but the seminars are open. But if you go to techexpouk.com, the full lineup is on the front page. The seminar program is there. And, 9 days to go.
Just I had to Google it just to refresh my memory because it's been a long time since I did it. But going back to the car thing. I remember hearing from a lady called Desiree Wilson. She took her road car into a garage and complained about a problem with it. And the bloke there went, you know, you have to put petrol in these, love. Desiree Wilson is the only woman that's ever won a Formula One race. And she proceeded to lecture this bloke on engines to the point where he went, if you say so, whatever.
I'll tell you a funny story about that in a minute.
Yeah.
It's the other thing. No, I just think it's fascinating. I want to see what happens before and after. Do you see what I mean? I want to see what people are going to come and go. For me, I think people are going to go, this is the beginning point. So for you, Bruce, you're an exhibitor.
Yeah,
I would imagine it will be, gosh, I've got this, and I can catch up with them.
I think it's an education thing for me. It's educating businesses. Definitely in this field of technology and what's available for them to make real changes in their business. I don't think everybody is always aware of it, and this Tech Expo should allow us and the audience that comes there to educate them more about what's available, whether those are apps or software or however we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to educate people to look at potentially how they can grow their business through some technology out there.
And that's another thing, and that's another point, you know, because of all what's going on in the climate at the moment, and everyone seems to be sitting on their bums waiting to see what happens. Mm. For God's sake, keep work on your business, build your business. What are you going to do for 2020? Are you going to grow? Don't just sit around waiting to see what's going to happen. At the end of the day, whatever happens, you're still going to have a business to run and you still want to build and grow your business. So why sit around and wait? Mm. What's happening?
We're fast heading towards the break and you've got a couple of other events you're working on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just give us a quick shout out about the other events you're working on, Amanda? We've got 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, very quickly. Well, I'm helping a client with the King Summit. So the King Summit is coming up on the 10th of October. And that is a really interesting event. It's a scale-up event. And that's sort of the conversations we've been having. I was just saying about businesses sitting on their backsides and waiting to see what happens. Well, you know what? Your competitors are out there still building their business and still trying to grow their business. So something like the King Summit, which is literally you're going to be taught the strategies that's going to help you to scale up your business. You can scale up to at least 20% in a year if you follow the right strategies. So that's a really great event that I'm helping to promote at the moment. So that's King Summit. www.thefsb.com. And then something I'm very excited about that I've been working with the FSB and some other Kent and Medway companies for the Kent and Medway Apprenticeship Graduation Ceremony, which is to be hosted at the Rochester Cathedral on the 4th of October. We've got about 160 apprenticeship graduates come in and their families and VIP reception. And it's the first ever one held here in Kent and Medway. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be such a nice thing, celebrating these apprenticeships, giving them that graduation ceremony they wouldn't have, obviously, because when you go to university, you don't get that graduation ceremony. So the FSB and the other team of training providers have been working really hard, and I've been doing the event management for them to make this event happened. So they're going to have their certificates. They're all going to get their gowns. They're going to have gowns and everything. The gown company we're working with, which is called the Gowning Attire Company, all of their gowns are 100% sustainable. They're made from recyclable plastic.
Wow.
Which is absolutely amazing.
Are you YouTube streaming it? Are you live streaming it on
the graduation ceremony? Yeah. No.
It's interesting. My daughters were streamed because it was at Canterbury Cathedral. And it was brilliant because you can only have two people go in, so the rest of the family could watch it live. So that might be something to do.
Yeah, certainly.
Because it was something new. Everybody went, oh, we've watched it on YouTube. Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, which is quite nice. Yeah, and that's where, again, technology meets with the events.
Exactly.
Because you can
get to see it better than I did, sat in a crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Listen, we're going to join the newsroom shortly. Amanda, we wish you much success with all of your events, and we're looking forward to all of them. So if people want to come to the Tech Expo, give us a shout out for the website again.
TechExpoUK.com.
Fantastic. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to join the newsroom now.